Well, I'm done searching now. I found out what this life is worth. Yeah. Not in the books did I find, but by searching my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is the calling, have you heard? Bring all the lovers to the fold. The one is gonna lose their soul.
School look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as long as I'm so bad, my time's a bird.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Summer dive courses are here. The UBC Aqua Society, located in the lower level of the sub, has some amazing scuba diving training programs and trips planned for the summer. Their full facility shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They offer all levels of PADI certified training programs and have amazing deals for students this summer. Check them out online at diveubc.com.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR and the Parts Unknown Show.
If I was Rita McNeil's backup dancer and I asked you to vote, would you ask me who Rita McNeil is and why she needs dancers? Or would you just go and vote?
What if I told you I used to live in the same neighborhood as Margaret Atwood?
I am not Biff Naked.
I am not Mr. Dress Up.
I am not Ryan Gosling.
of Breaker High.
We are not celebrities, but we hope you still vote.
During the last election, voter turnout was the lowest in Canadian history.
We ended up with a prime minister who didn't truly represent us.
And he did things that would shock and offend most Canadians. Please visit shitharperdid.com.
That's shit, like the poop. Harper, like the poop. And did, like what Harper does with shit. .com, like what you do on the internet.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown show. My name is Chris Horrific, and that was in honor of it raining yet again in Vancouver. It was beautiful on Sunday. Wasn't it beautiful? I mowed three lawns. I mowed a stranger's lawn because it was just so beautiful. He didn't have to pay me anything. Just the fact that I was mowing his lawn was good enough for me. Also, the reason why I played that, yeah, It Rains by B-Lines. B-Lines got a new album out. It's a self-titled little gem. Nine songs on a full length. Under about 13 minutes. Can you believe it? I can. I've seen them many, many times. Their sets are about 17 minutes, and they can squeeze about 40 songs in there. Lovely. B-Lines... very good. I also played something that has gotten 207,000 hits on YouTube. People, 207,000 views. There's a whole bunch of little things called Shit Harper Did, and there's a website that comes with it. There's these little ads that a lot of people that I know are on there, and they're saying, if I was Biff Naked, would you vote, and all that stuff. But my favorite one is, of course, Music Waste, not founder, but supplier, Cam Reed, saying that he's not Ryan Gosling. There's something that kind of connects with Vancouver. I don't know if you know who Ryan Gosling is, but there was this show called Breaker High, and wasn't it amazing? It was a school that was on a cruise ship. That's awesome. Ryan Gosling was on that. Okay. All right, so I wanted to bring it down just a little bit. CITR, if there's one thing that CITR is really good at, it's honoring rock and rollers that have passed on. And last week, maybe about a week and a bit ago, in April at least, polystyrene, lead singer of X-Ray Specs, passed on. And I was quite the big fan of polystyrene and X-Ray Specs. And I love this one picture of polystyrene when maybe she was 16 years old playing in London. She still had her braces on and still had her last days still had that punk rock spirit. And I love every X-Ray Spec song. I wanted to play one for you in honor of the great polystyrene. This is I Am a Poser from their Germ-Free Adolescence album on 101.9 CITR.
I am a poser, I am my bike. Hey! I don't need no Caucasian jolt. I'm ready for a brand new race. What you say with the way you move? Not the arrangement of your face. Need no Caucasian guilt. Need no Caucasian guilt. Need no Caucasian guilt. Need no Caucasian guilt.
Suck my left one, take one. It's rolling.
Suck my left one!
Okay, so the reason why I play all that wonderful stuff is because polystyrene passed on last week, and I wanted to do a song that she has performed. I am a poseur from Germ Free Adolescence. 1978. She was very, very young and so full of what they say, piss and vinegar. And it was great to see, at least in clips. I was too young to really appreciate it. And so was Luke. Huh? And I thought I'd play a couple of tunes by bands that may be influenced by the brash nature of one polystyrene. Bikini Kill. If Kathleen Hanna was not inspired by polystyrene and the female punk of the late 70s, early 80s, I'd be surprised. Never played that song on my show. And yeah, I'm not the biggest Bikini Kill fan, but yeah, that's not bad. I like that song, Suck My Left One. And very popular in the early 90s, that tune was. Also, not that popular. I have only heard about this band, No Mercy, maybe 2 weeks ago when my friend Ryan came to my show. Maybe 3 weeks ago. No Mercy were a band from Los Angeles. Los Angeles, the California area, I'll just say, in the late 70s. I had a tune called Caucasian Guilt. Only released a couple of things and then went into relative obscurity. That was a song called Caucasian Guilt. Incredible. You can do a whole bunch just of stuff to her, but do not knock her off of her bike. That's the only thing that you can't do. And you know what? That's the first thing you're going to do. Also, had something from Suburban Lawns, a tune called My Boyfriend, like that. And that band is not around anymore, but I really enjoy that. Good. Now, maybe these current ladies in lovely bands were influenced and inspired by the great X-Ray Specs. I'm going to play a couple of tracks by today's rebels in the form of how about I start with some, I don't know, Shannon and the Clams. I wanted to do that. Maybe a little bit of Those Darlings. Maybe a little bit of Vivian Girls. Vivian Girls have a new album called Share the Joy, and I thought that I'd start it the right way with a little bit of Vivian Girls. Where did they get their name? I bet you know that now. But do you know any tracks on this lovely album? This is track 6 from it, a tune called 16 Ways. I hope that you enjoy it on 101.9 CITR. And Ben says nothing because he's not here right now, but soon he will be. You're listening to 101.9 CITR. Oh, it's not your show tonight, is it?
No. It's God's show tonight.
I know. We're going to get into that in a bit. Ben Lai, everybody is completely sick and tired of you who listen to CITR. They had 24 hours of Ben Lai, almost 24 hours, wasn't it?
Yep. And I had to listen to myself for 24 hours. Even worse.
Well, Ben, how long did you last? It started at 8 o'clock.
6.
24 hours 6 of radio.
PM, at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m., really?
Ended at 6 p.m. Friday.
Okay.
I was up the whole 24 hours.
You were up, because I thought that there was a couple of hosts that...
I just went for food.
Oh, you went for food, but didn't you have someone hosting your show a couple times?
Darren did his show during his time, and
And
Bobby Ferris did his show during his time.
Oh, okay.
And they brought in a band, yeah.
And you're happy that that happens? Because, like, how can you...
It's a break, yeah, it's a break. So I can, you know, enjoy the sun.
Sure. Any good moments that you...
They're all good moments.
I know you're going to say that, but was there one band that you're like, man, they really stepped up their game for this 24 hours and of Radio Hell?
I don't know. Everyone stepped up the game. Everyone was good. I don't know. I have nothing.
Bertha you cool never nice. Have I, something.
I enjoy, like, some bands I haven't seen. It was nice. Like, Bertha Cool was nice to see. I haven't seen them. I heard good things about them.
Cool. Was there a band called, like, the Moonshine Party or something?
Yeah. Moonshine Express.
Oh, okay. Did you bring them in?
They got my address via email or something, and then I happen to have an 8 o'clock in the morning slot open that no one wants.
Do you know, 8 o'clock on a Friday is a pretty plum spot. I mean, there's a lot of people that listen. Yeah. And you think that, like, oh, no one's going to listen, right? Everybody,
people are listening at that hour.
They got signed to EMI just because of that.
Well, they should. Because people listen to that hour, but no one wants to play at 8 o'clock other than...
Which is kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe rush hour?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think people are more even interested in even doing, like, really late at night. Or the obvious spots, right?
All right. Did you vote?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Are you going to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Another thing. Are you doing anything tonight?
Yes. There is a show at the Biltmore with tons and tons of bands, like 7 or 8.
Seven bands. Why? To bid adieu to a friend.
Gord
McCullough.
He was in. Who was from Rick White's hair?
I guess he's from Rick White's hair. He was also the Angle Sextons.
He was in Roma for a month.
Yes, just a month
or less. I don't know.
But he was in Shane Turner's band. Yeah. I saw him play bass. But not just the music. He's just he was a man about town.
Yeah.
Lovely man, and he's going back to Calgary, from whence he came.
From whence he came.
Yes, and we're going to have a nice farewell Gord McCullough with a whole bunch of bands. Rick White's hair is going to be played 24 hours of radio.
They're going to do cover songs going back to...
They always do.
Well, on my show, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't?
They just jammed.
Oh, great. Yeah.
they just jammed for half an hour.
Oh, good. It was boring.
As Regan posted on Facebook, this is much better than I expected.
Oh, it was good. It was a good jam?
Yeah.
Was it a psych jam?
Yeah.
Very nice. Oh, I will see you there tonight.
Yes, I'll see you there too.
We continue more of the same. This is Ladies Rocking and Rolling in the form of Shannon and the Clamps.
I've worn all the leaves change. I've seen all the battles fall. package. Who would dare send me a package like this? The return address is the filthiest people alive. Who would dare use that title? Who would dare?
Wrapped all fancy. It's just a birthday present, Babs.
No, it's no birthday present, Cotton. I smell deep, dark trouble. Oh, my God almighty! Someone has sent me a bowel movement!
Oh, Babs!
A turd, Mama, a turd!
Who could have sent this?
Ah! A turd! Oh, a turd! Oh, Babs!
This is a direct attack on my divinity. A direct attack on the peace and harmony of our last few weeks here. An outrageous attempt to humiliate and disgrace my private life. Someone will pay for this. Someone will pay with their life for this grossly offensive act.
Mama, nobody sends you a turd and expects to live. Nobody.
Why would anybody do this to us? Why? Look. Look, here's a card.
Read it, Cotton.
It's a birthday card. Fucking birthday card!
So what does it say? What does it say?
Oh, God, Babs. Happy birthday, Fatso!
Isn't that wonderful? Ah, Pink Flamingos, you trashy masterpiece. The reason why I played that is it was to remind me of talking about something that is very troubling to, I hope, a good chunk of you out there that are fans of watching movies. Went to Videomatica and got the original Hairspray that John Waters, another masterpiece. Has he ever not made a masterpiece? Well, actually, that's true. There was this one that was absolutely horrible, and it was one of his later movies. But anyway, the Hairspray, fantastic. And Divine is amazing in that movie. Do you know who Divine is? He was a dude and dressed up in drag and just so gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Almost in 69, 72% of the John Waters films. But do you know who has been in every John Waters films? An actress by the name of Mink Stole, who was triumphant in the movie Hairspray. Anyway, the reason why I'm talking all about this, the Videomatica, I hear, along with my favorite video store of all time, Happy Bats. Happy Bats has closed down. It was on Main Street, and it hasn't been around for a month and a half. And it's very troubling because everybody's on Netflix now, downloading movies, so they don't need video stores. And that totally sucks, because do you really want a city without any video stores? Even the look of a video store is a lot better than, you want another Tim Hortons where the Happy Bats is? I don't! All right. But Videomatica might be going that way too, I have heard. And that would be absolutely heartbreaking. All the favorite things that are in a city, like record shops and video stores, they're all closing down. They're going to be just secondhand clothes boutiques, which I'm not saying anything bad about secondhand clothes boutiques. But that totally sucks. I hope that there is an 11th hour kind of saving grace of someone that, can we just buy or rent movies again? I do, although I did, forget it, I won't even get into that. Just so frazzled and befuddled by this situation. I loved Happy Bats, and I love the people that worked at Happy Bats, and I miss it terribly. And I know all of you know what I'm talking about. Video stores. How is Blockbuster staying around? I don't see anyone in Blockbuster Video. All right, I've said my piece. Also played something from Lula Reed. Had something from Those Darlins. Love that song, Be Your Bro. Hunks and His Punks had a tune. Shen the Clams had a tune. Vivian Girls had a tune. Now, I want to get into one band that is playing for the proceedings tonight for my friend Gord's going away party. Gord has been living in Vancouver for a bit. He's been a friend of CITR, and he's probably been a friend of yours. He's quite a man on the scene, and he is leaving in the end of May. We are saying goodbye to him tonight, and so is this band that I want you to hear, a little band called Roll Mock.
Disappear. To call it justice would be just a crime. Vandals summoned to bait the crowd, whose appetite for blood was only drowned out by a hunger for amends. Would they please take mercy on the prodigal sons? They only went down to the slums to get caught. And the girls admit that they weren't hoping to pass by even old masters, hallelujah. Given to the penitent years, a couple decades late, who cares? There's no remorse if the winners take the bribe. Weeping statues on the mound attract a circus, while in town the showgirls drag themselves out to the pool. Please have sympathy for being so cruel to the critics who were true to their words. The reviews are in and the actors are out, but they will still outlive the orphans.
I thought that was you.
No, no, my phone is off.
That's not Ben Lai.
What? I often impersonate Ben Lai.
Let's see it.
Hey. I can't do Ben Lai. Only Ben Lai can do Ben Lai.
That's true. Duncan, you have been a friend of mine for at least 7 years. About 10 years.
So, yeah.
Is it 7 years?
Yeah.
There was an 8-month feud. The 2006 season.
Yeah, it was all on me. That was, yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you vote?
I did this morning.
Oh, very nice.
It was so easy. It took like 30 seconds door to door. Like, I walked in, voted, walked out.
I went to the wrong place.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it was another school that needed my vote and not the good people of Guelph and 8th, whatever school that is. Right. Oh, well.
Sir Thompson Wolfelwolf. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So do you feel that our riding, is it the same riding?
I'm Vancouver Kingsway.
Vancouver Kingsway?
I am. I'm north or south enough. That
so who is the...
The incumbent is Don Davies, who is the NDP member. And traditionally it's an NDP and Liberal riding. It had a Conservative MP briefly when...
Ralph Emerson?
No, David Emerson crossed the floor to join the Conservatives.
Oh!
But,
taboo?
Yeah, very taboo.
Yes.
I made a poster about it. I was very...
Really?
I just had his picture and it said Judas.
Are you the guy that has, like, all those things, like, de-elect Gordon Scamble?
No, I just did this one. I was so...
I love that guy!
I was so mad about this one thing, him crossing the floor, that I made a... poster with his picture and it said Judas, and then I put an email, like an anonymous email address on that, and the only person to write me was complimenting me on my reference to Bob Dylan.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was funny.
Do you think that you made a difference that day?
No. I don't.
At all?
I vented my rage.
Well, I think that that's a good thing to do.
And the NDP won the NDP candidate won the next election, and, you know, I think that is great.
Or have you been an NDP backer for a good long time?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right.
I think they align pretty closely with my values.
But don't you think of this Jack Layton as a guy that we can trust?
I do think. I mean...
He looks a little shifty to me.
Will we ever have to trust him? Because will he ever actually gain power? If he did, I'd think he's very trustworthy.
You know, that's not the spirit that I want from Duncan McHugh.
It's pragmatism.
What does that mean?
Just being realistic.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why do they not? Why does Canada not want an NDP prime minister?
That's a good question. Who knows? It may happen. I mean, there's talk that the NDP may get enough seats to be able to create a coalition, but we'll see. I don't know.
Awesome.
I think Canadians are generally pretty centrist, and so the Liberals have been, you know, the natural governing party for a long time, and for some reason Stephen Harper has knocked that out of
sight. Well, do you think that this Ignatieff character that doesn't even live in Canada, he hasn't...
Yes, he does.
Since what, really? I thought there was this big stink about, like, he lived
he was
in the States
for a long
like 40
time.
Years, and then he came back, hey, everybody!
Yeah, but, I mean, he's a smart guy. He's just not very charismatic.
Well, yeah, living this hellhole? Yeah, he's smart getting out of here and living in New York.
Boston, Cambridge, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of New York.
Yeah.
Did you go see Shea Stadium? I saw you in a New York Mets.
Shea is no more. Shea Stadium was demolished last year.
Oh my gosh.
And so Citi Field is the
what
new home of the New York Mets. Yeah, yeah.
What is it called now?
It's called Citi Field, named after Citibank.
That's
so
okay.
A bank that was like a company that was bailed out by the U.S. government is still paying like $20 million to sponsor this field.
Isn't that wonderful? Did you see a good game?
Yeah, Becky Sandler, former host of The Other Side of Mondays.
This Side of Mondays,
Yeah. Got us tickets, and we had really great seats and had a great time.
Who pitched? Pedro Martinez's son.
Yeah. Wandy Gonzalez pitched for the Houston Astros. I remember because his name was Wandy. And
Wandy.
That seemed a bit unusual.
Oh, just with names? The guy across from where my wife and I live, where Allison and I live, his name is Erling.
Erling!
I know! That's crazy!
Wow.
Erling! please? And who's pitching for your
Mets? Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Did they lose?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good. Okay. And what was funny is that there was a Knicks basketball game going on in the playoffs, and so I managed to get into a suite, and so most of the people in the suite were all looking at the Knicks game and not paying attention to the Mets game.
Weird, like that was on TV, or
yeah, there was a TV in the suite, and so everybody was just like turned away from the baseball game watching the Knicks.
Very nice. All right, well, yeah. Did you get a chance to go to Madison Square Garden? Is there such a thing as Madison Square Garden?
I hear it exists. I was.
Is
in
it
Madison
called like
Square
Time
Park.
Timex?
No, it's still Madison
now,
Square
or?
Garden.
All right,
I was nearby, but I didn't actually go. I was in Koreatown for dinner, and Koreatown is right near.
Fantastic. All right.
Yeah. It was well, a great trip. I saw the Crystal Stilts.
How were they?
They were subdued. They were good.
They seemed to be subdued.
They were
in interview and in concert.
Yeah. But I'm going to hopefully go see them in a week when they're here.
Very nice. I hope to see you there.
Okay.
This is Dolomite himself, Mr. Rudy Ray Moore.
Down the road, take John and his girlfriend Flo. Then we stop by the candy store. Down the road, we'd stop for May. Further down, we'd pick up Ray. I guess there wasn't that a ride.
Wasn't that a ride?
Wasn't that a ride?
Wasn't that a ride?
Yeah, there wasn't that a ride.
Wasn't that a ride?
Old buggy ride.
Old buggy ride.
I guess there wasn't that a ride.
Wasn't that a ride?
Wasn't that a ride?
Wasn't that a ride?
I guess there wasn't that a ride.
Wasn't that a ride?
Buggy ride.
Buggy ride.
After we had our merry load, take on off down the road. When we got to Uncle Pete, stop and get something to eat. Cousin Ann and a boyfriend Joe was always ready and ran to go. I say hop in chillin', I get on boat. It's always a room for more and more. I guess there wasn't that a ride.
Wasn't that a ride?
Wasn't that a ride?
Wasn't that a ride?
I guess there wasn't that a ride.
Wasn't that a ride?
Buggy ride.
Buggy ride.
Yes, there wasn't that a ride.
Wasn't that a ride?
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 Oh, buggy ride.
Buggy
talk.
Okay, yeah, so I just
forgot
my stuff.
So. Thanks, Duncan. Duncan, I will see you. Have a good half more work to do.
Yeah.
Voting and rain. It damps one's brain, doesn't it? All right. I wanted to play, that was Rudy Ray Moore, and I'm going to get to a cover. And oh my gosh, it is such a quick cover. It's 39 seconds long, but the song, the original song, is about 37 seconds long. Originally done by the Urinals, a tune called Ack, 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 and the Minutemen do not that great a cover. I will see you at the 2:03.
Like this, I got you.
yacht, summer song.
What's better than being on a boat? How about watching Yacht, Portland's darling duo of electric pop are on tour in support of their upcoming new release on DFA, and they're coming to the Rickshaw on Friday, May 13th. Snag an advance ticket from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, or if you're listening to this from Victoria, Ditch Records. Don't miss the boat. Come see Yacht, May 13th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
The 6th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival is coming May 5th to 7th.
May 5th and 6th, come down to the Rickshaw Theater for performances from Luscious Pink, Pandora and the Locksmiths, Bloody Betty and the Seven Deadly Sins, Pasties and a G-String, Sinner St. Burlesque Seattle, and Sex at the Circus. May 7th, the Vogue Theater will be on fire with performances from Burgundy Bricks, Roxy Delight, Judith Stein, April O'Peel, Cheesecake Burlesque, Kitty Knights, Starlet Harlots, and many, many more.
For tickets, a complete festival schedule, and as much titillating information as you can handle, go online to vanburlesquefest.com. Butterflies all having fun.
All right, let's end it there. I actually wanted to do one show promo, if I could. I think I will. Ah, Barn Burner, you have never steered me wrong before.
We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
All right, this is 101.9 CITR. Completely not myself. And I will not be myself until 3:01. This is the Parts Unknown show, and it doesn't get more Parts Unknownsy than this.
Tabrakan dari visi dan suara mengalir itu dari muara melebur kiri ke kanan. Saya pasang surut, saya mengutani dari mulut, saya membuaya dari sulur ke binalam yang lala batin, kemuluran dari dewa ke langin. Suaraku tiba di tenggorok, sayang memulang dari merekuk, membuat semesta khayalan, pembakaran dari persepsi, kerasukan rasi, tenaga tak terretas, tukak ketuk kaletas, bunga mengeliran kau tak terretas, dari akar aku saya menguat. Aku mabuk dari madu dewa, jiwa tulang dan jiwa arwah, tulang dari tulangku, kerakusan aku kerasukan di karangka. Turbuat binatang yang membuat binasa kenikmatan, penciptaan turbuat segelah dimitakan. Nafas kehidupan berdebar, nafas kehidupan manis, Napasti hidupan bergetar, getaran kehidupan manis. Kemasan kehidupan segala, hal ini maksud sudah diberikan. Melalui malam,
api putih, api hitam.
Kita memang ada di melalui malam.
Api putih, api hitam.
Kita memang ada di melalui malam.
Api putih, api hitam.
Kita memang ada di melalui malam.
Api putih, api hitam.
Kita memang ada di melalui malam.
Yes, that circular breather himself, Arrington de Dionoso, the front man of a band that I was a really big fan of 2003 to 2011, Old Time Religion, has a new album. And I think that he has really outdone himself with this one. There was this album that he had where it was just him doing throat sounds and making some crazy rude noises into the bells of bass clarinets and stuff. And I'm kind of doing that as well with this album, but now it's got a bit of a beat to it. And it's called Arrington de Dionoso's Malakat Den Singa, with the album Suara Naga. Weirdo! I want to get into a couple of nicer... Not really. I feel not nice today. You know, if you're wanting a little bit of nice, talented flamenco guitar and some really 8-octave... operatic singing today, maybe Alex has something for you on his Mantis Cabinet show today. Not so. Want to play a little bit of rock and roll, a little instrumental number that will introduce you to more rock and roll. This is a band that plays quite extensively around Vancouver. They call themselves Student Teacher.
I wanna know. I'll never learn.
Summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad, you gotta take a trip into a world so glad, a world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds. And walls of glass that never pass, and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOP. Go now. Let's climb some mountains, everybody. Get on your walking shoes. Start to climb some mountains. Hey, here we go. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's start to dream. Let's close our eyes. It's groovy now. Yeah. Float. Because I'm swimming in beauty. It's all around. Let's take a trip. Fly from the ground. Whoa. It's really hip. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right. Just put your head back.
Wow. Kim Fowley, everyone. I had no idea that. Well, I knew he was quite amazing. You know who Kim Fowley is on 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown Show. He was the manager of bands I think I'll just say of the Runaways. I'm sure. Oh, and what was that? Oingo? No. Bow Wow Wow. That was the other band that he managed. But the Runaways is the big band that he managed only for a brief time. And the other thing about it is there was a movie. I'm sure that you know of it. I don't know if you've seen it, but I did. And the best part of it is the actor that played Kim Fowley. I don't know if he was like that at all, but man, what a character. Good performance by the guy who played Kim Fowley. He was also